Welcome everyone to the Full Moon Meditation of October. We are so delighted that you're here. You know, this is Pat Krajovic from Ascension Breathing, and I'm here with my partner David. And tonight we're going to be talking about living an inspired life. What does that mean?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that gives you a hint as to what this is all about is the root word, or where does the root of the word inspire come from? In meaning to breathe in, and inspire. The spire comes from spire in Latin, meaning to breathe. And what's really interesting is look at the other words in our English language that have that same root: respiration, aspiration, and to conspire. So think about it. When we conspire with someone, that means we're working with someone to create something or do something. So in other words, we're breathing together whatever it is we're conceiving or conspiring about. When we aspire, we're aspiring to something greater than ourselves. And it's that aspect of something greater than ourselves that I think gives us a clue to an even deeper meaning of inspiration. Inspiration, as we define it in the English language, is that we receive knowledge, or we receive a desire or an intention is implanted within us to do something. Well, the root, as I said, of these words is spire in Latin, meaning to breathe, but it also has another meaning. The root of spiritus, or God, is the same root of spire. So in essence, the word inspiration means is to breathe in spirit and allow spirit to inspire us. Now you know why the breath is so powerful. The ancient ones, the ones who created our language, knew of the power of the breath to literally breathe in God. Really feel into that. When we're inspired, we are connected to our higher soul, and spirit itself is communing with us. And that's the basis of the entire body of the Ascension Breathing work. The deeper we make the connection to our higher soul, the deeper we make the connection to spirit, to source, and the easier it is for us to come into the flow of life and be one with the universal flow and not against us. All resistance disappears, and ease and joy and grace come into our life. It's just that simple. And so that's what we are going to do tonight, right?
That's correct. And, you know, when you think about the word inspiration, think about the in-breath. And what is it about the breath that we take for granted that is really a really powerful creative force? And that is our inhale. When we breathe in, when we inhale, we are inspired. This is where we're taking in fresh prana that will open or create an opening for spirit to communicate with us.
Absolutely. And of course, the breath is a complete system, a complete cycle of life and death. And the out-breath then becomes the vehicle by which we let go of resistance to what we're breathing in. So you need both. You need both to be able to consciously create with God. And most of the time, we have the desire to create with God. We have the desire to create good. We have the desire to do more of the good and the holy. But there's a great deal of resistance, and that's reflected in the out-breath. So all of our programs address these different aspects. But for tonight, for this moment, for the short time we're going to spend together, we're just going to do a brief meditation to come into a place of silence and stillness, to let go of the resistance, and then set an intention to connect to our higher soul in meditation.
So let's prepare to meditate and breathe. Let's get comfortable, preferably seated with your body relaxed, your feet flat on the floor, your elbows bent, and your hands resting palms up in your lap. No muscle energy to support the limbs. Your spine is erect and your head is neutral over your spine. And your jaw and your face are just really relaxed. If you decide you want to lie down, put a bolster under your knees, maybe a pillow under your head. And just get comfortable. And we're going to begin with our invocation. To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to the beings of light, the angels, archangels, saints, spiritual helpers, teachers, gurus, and guides, and to our higher self, we humbly employ for divine guidance, for divine insight, for divine awareness, and for divine protection. We thank you for all of these gifts. And so it is. Start to focus on your breath. Inhaling, exhaling, without any strain, and just be aware. And now we're going to focus our attention on the body. Where's the body holding any kind of stress or tension? And on the next inhale, we're going to bring in fresh energy with the intention of relaxing the body. Long, slow, slow exhale, letting go of all stress energy, anything that is tense or bothersome. And be aware. Focusing now on the face, the head is relaxed into the whatever supporting it. There's no strain in the neck. The tissue of the face and the jaw, all relaxed. No muscle energy being recruited. The neck is relaxed. The arms and the hands are relaxed. The fingers, the chest, the belly, the muscles of the back are all relaxed. The hips, the legs, the ankles, the feet, everything is relaxed. Any stress energy is letting go on the exhale. Use your breath. Use your breath. Body's in a state of peace and balance. And then focusing now on the breath. And beginning to connect the breath. No pause between the inhale and exhale. Breathing in a circle without a pause. Building the energy. Connecting to source.
Totally relaxing into the rhythm of the breath. the in-breath and the out-breath, the beginning of the breath, the end of the breath. There is nothing but the breath. Let go of the body. Feel the breath move into the body. The breath is the way that we get the major source of our life force. Feel the aliveness within the body, a sense of tingling, a sense of warmth, a sense of something that's not physical. Go beneath the physical. Let go of the mind and just be aware. Just feel. Continue to breathe, connecting the in-breath and the out-breath so there is no beginning and no end. As it is with you, the eternal being of your soul, no beginning, no end. I am one with eternity, and through my breath, which was your breath yesterday, I am connected to you and to all. As you breathe, go even deeper, feeling only the movement of energy. Releasing all that is limited, all that is separation consciousness, all that represents lack, all the polarities. Just as you can view the breath as an in and an out, at this moment when you breathe in a circle, there's only one breath. There's no in or out. It is just the breath. So it is. There is no right or wrong or polarity or duality. There is only unity and love. Surrender into love. Let go of all that is not love. Relax the exhale. Let go of all that is not love. It is safe for me to let go. If any feelings come up, just feel them and let them go, and know they are meant to be. If any thoughts come up, let them do so without attachment and let them go. Let them drift away like clouds in the sky. It is safe for me to let go of my thoughts and my feelings and just be.
Place your awareness now on your heart, that place of intelligence, of amazing discernment, and recall a happy time, something that just made your heart sing and smile so magnificently, and feel that energy, that love just radiating through your body. And your heart expands, and that feeling is just amazing. Joy, bliss. And that energy radiates out all around the body, and you can send that love energy out into the universe. Love. Joy. I am that I am. Feel the energy going beyond the body out into the universe. Like a bubble expanding from you.
Such is the way of love. It's expansive energy. Feel it expand beyond the physical bounds of the body. Love that you love. With your awareness centered in your heart, send a stream of this love energy up from the heart center, through the throat chakra, on up into the head to the Ajna chakra, and into the crown chakra. Feel the love energy activating the crown. And as it does, the crown begins to open like a flower on the spring day.
Keeping your attention focused on the crown, the petals of the lotus open one by one, and the crown expands to receive all that spiritual energy. golden light. Love. Expansion. The body becomes light. Bright.
The descent of the divine comes into the crown, and it descends into the body, cleansing all the chakras, all the physical body. Any remnants of limiting or lacking or negative or separation consciousness is simply dissolved and disintegrated in the presence of the divine. Allow the divine to radiate through the body. I am one with the divine. Become very still. Be aware.
And now place your attention about 12 to 18 inches above your head, bringing the breath up through the crown to that place above your head that is the soul. I am one with my soul. Connecting to the higher soul, I am one. Feeling that energy expand in that golden light, radiating out. One with all, only oneness. I am one with the soul.
This is the part of me that guides me, protects me, inspires me. But through my limited thinking, I have let my ego personality take over. But now I have connected to my soul. And I let go so that the soul may inspire me. I let go. I go deeper as I let go.
Sink deeper and open to the guidance.
I am connected to my soul. I am open to receiving information, knowledge, and awareness of my higher soul. Be still. Be aware. Listen for any information coming as images, sounds, thoughts, feelings.
I trust the information I receive. My heart and will are in alignment, and I am in trust, allowing what happens to happen.
Be aware and let go.
And now, starting to bring your attention back, ever so gently, returning to a normal breath. To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, we thank you for this wonderful experience of connection, of guidance, helping to increase our awareness, helping us to be inspired. We are so deeply grateful for your amazing, priceless blessings. With gratitude and respect, and with the deepest sense of love, we thank you. Moving your fingers and toes, and ever so gently, bringing your consciousness back to this time and place.
And let us share and discharge some of that divine energy. Raise your hands in blessing position, which would mean that your elbows are bent, your palms are facing forward at shoulder height. And envision in front of you your family and friends who need the blessings of the divine. Share your soul energy with them by radiating it out from your heart and your hands, seeing them be blessed with this energy. Expand this now to your community and bless your community. Bless them with peace and prosperity, health and well-being, and happiness. And radiate this out now to an even larger circle of the planet we call Earth, our home, our mother, our support, and bless the Mother Earth. May she be healed. May the waters run clear. The air be clean. Soil be healed. Bless the Mother Earth.
So you can rest your hands now. And thank you for joining us for this meditation. And you know, sometimes we leave the meditation and it's a really good idea to journal, because sometimes you're not aware of what you're unaware of. And when you start to journal, things will flow and spirit will guide you as to the information and content that you received. And it doesn't always come to us in the meditation. It's a process. And once we start to open, the information will flow throughout the day. We just have to recognize it and honor it and accept it and trust it. So I really encourage you to be aware and to do that and keep this awareness moving through your consciousness through the day.
I think that's an excellent point, and you might want to just use a couple affirmations through the day. It might be as simple as, I am aware, I am open to receive, I am able to receive, I receive information and awareness now. And look for it in signs that could be the words that someone else says, or something you hear on the radio or television, or a conversation, or a sensation feeling memory later. Be open, be aware. It's a magical, mystical universe.
Yes, it is. So I'd encourage you to take this into your day and the days that are to come, and really practice being conscious.
I agree wholeheartedly. For the more you practice, the more you bring the divine into your everyday life. And the more your life will transform, and everything will be different. This meditation that you just experienced of connecting to the higher soul and seeking inspiration from the soul forms the basis of the entire Ascension Breathing body of work and teachings. When we connect with the soul, when we are inspired by the soul and live with the guidance of the soul as our mantra, as our North Star, everything becomes different in our life. And the glory that is heaven can be found on earth in your life. It's really, really that simple. Connect to your soul, connect to Source. Let your soul guide you, and everything will change. Everything. And it's a wonderful life. I'll just say that. It's a wonderful life when that happens. So we'd ask that you might become a member of the Full Moon Meditations on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You're now able to purchase these meditations by going to our website at AscensionBreathing.com and go to the store. There's only a couple out there right now, but we're slowly putting more and more out there. There's also a list of the programs that we're doing, and we'd invite you to check those out as well. You can contact us at our email address of inspired@ascensionbreathing.com or calling us at 734-416-5200. We are so grateful that you have joined us for this meditation on living an inspired life and connecting to our higher soul.
Yes, we are, and we would love to have you come back and meet with us next time.
That would be beautiful. Namaste.
Namaste.